Thursday, September 12th, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. A North Dakota agency has confirmed the presence of a Palmer amaranth plant in a seventh county in the state. The Department of Agriculture says Wednesday they found the plant in Emmons County, just weeks after they found it in nearby Grant County. Purdue University research shows heavy infestation can cut soybean yields by as much as 79% and corn yields by up to 91%. A Dickinson man is being held on possible reckless endangerment and drug charges after leading law enforcement officers on an interstate chase in Morton County. Authorities say speeds exceeded 100 miles an hour as the fleeing driver zigzagged in and out of traffic on 94 near Hebron Monday. A judge is allowing the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to intervene on a proposed expansion of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. Law Judge Tim Dawson approved the tribe's petition for status as an intervener Thursday in the case before the Public Service Commission. Dawson's order says there was no opposition to the petition. From the Fargo Forum, Click Content Studios and Los Angeles-based Momentum Studios has partnered to produce a new movie shooting in Fargo. The movie is called Tank House Theater, and it follows a couple of New York City theater industry exiles as they leave New York and look for a small town. Filming of the new movie begins on Monday, and it doesn't have a release date as of now. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.